Yodels, what it do, what it do? It is Radical Jack's Views. So you guys know that I just recently moved back to Texas and all that good stuff. We just went through an ice storm, etc., etc. So, yeah, I don't even have everything set up. I'm actually talking to you guys like I used to through my Xbox headset. So, yeah, no cool music. I mean, I put the intro and outro on there, but that's about it. You know, I don't really have nothing else going on. Yeah, so I actually got a lot of stuff that I want to talk about. You know, I haven't had the real opportunity to share my feelings. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like, you know, what better place than the podcast? By the way, I'm watching Planet of the Apes. Well, this is actually what? Rise? No. This is War for Planet of the Apes. This is the third one, the last one, Woody Harrelson. So you may or may not hear that in the background. I'm not turning it off. It's pretty live. Plus, it'll give me, like, talking points. For instance, I feel like there's a crackhead in every society. Like a major crackhead. So they don't necessarily have to do crack. They just do crackish things, like buck the system for no reason just because. You know what I'm saying? So Caesar and them had a peaceful way of life, and Koba decided, like, oh, I'm mad. I think we should kill humans because of the past. You know, he couldn't let go of the past. Buddy's over here living life, and he couldn't let go of the past. And now look at everybody. Now we got a war going on, humans versus apes, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? And then on the human side, it was the same thing. Old boy was trying to get human civilization okay, and what happened? He had his stupid-ass friend that just couldn't let go of, oh, I don't like monkeys. Brought a gun on camp, got wrecked. Like I said, there's a crackhead in every society, man. There's always somebody that just feels like, I gotta think, quote-unquote, outside the box, and they end up messing stuff up. Message, don't be a crackhead. Anywho, I'm your host with the most Radical Jizak. You already know what it is, man. Him who talks shit must be talked. Some people call me a troll. I don't really think so. Just find a Nemo, aka Nemo host. So, yeah. So, big shout out to all my Aquarius people. Our time has passed. It's came. It's done. Now it is Pisces time. And I told you guys I was going to do this. All right. We're going to do every sign. You know what I'm saying? I want everybody to get that love. I want everybody to feel it. But today especially, today is the 20th, all right? So I just want you guys to know that it's my sister's birthday, Amber. What's good? It's Amber's birthday. She's turning old. You know, they say it's rude to say a woman's age. But she's turning old. You know what I'm saying? We out here. You know, what are we? Ooh, I think we're like almost like 13 years or something out of high school. Gross. Anyway, so yeah, shout out to Amber. What's good? Amber Hubbard. You know what I'm saying? She's married to my cousin Chris. You know what I'm saying? They out here doing things. Who else is a Pisces? Y'all already know who I'm talking about. Y'all already know. What up, Rihanna? Hi, Rihanna. You know what I'm saying? Re, you know, it's the queen's birthday, man. I call her Robin. Y'all call her Rihanna, man. I know everybody like, man, where the music? Hey, man, take Rihanna's blueprint as a big deal, man. She made music, and she was like, you know what? I need to make a business. I need some money, long money. Look at her. People still listen to that old album, man. It's a classic right there, man. Quote, unquote, Beyonce could never. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. I'm just playing. I ain't gonna make fun of Beyonce because it's Amber's birthday, and Amber is like queen of the beehive, man. If I had all my stuff here, I would have been playing Halo, and I would have been making all kinds of crazy sounds. But you know, can't do that right now, man. Who else is a Pisces, man? You already know where I'm going with this one, man. Shout out to my cousin Kenny, man. Miss you. I love you. Kenny's birthday. You know what I'm saying? He's a March Pisces, but nevertheless, his birthday is coming up. I might actually do a show just for Kenny. I don't know. I ain't in the mood to be emotional, so you know what I'm saying? Let me put my phone on vibrate. I don't want that going off randomly. That's annoying. But yeah, man, we might have to do something for my man Kenny. You know, just 'cause it matters, man. My man's was born March 2nd. You know what I'm saying? My favorite number is 2. So, you know, me and my cousin, man, look, man, I can do this. I can do this. I can get on that emotional tone. I'm not gonna do that. All right, we're gonna keep it chipper. Kenny, you're a Pisces. You know what I'm saying? Who else is a Pisces? Olivia, my little cousin. You know what I'm saying? My little Robin. You know, she's been on her own little path recently since her brother passed away. You know, prayers are always up for my little cousin, man. I hope she's okay. Let's see, who else? Who else? Who else is a Pisces? Do I need to go to the Facebook? Do I need to go to the Facebook? Let's see, man. See if we can find some birthdays. Birthdays, birthdays. I could have sworn Facebook had a thing, like it would tell you who all your birthday friends were and stuff. Oh, here we go, here we go. I'm about to say, what the hell? I don't know. Maybe I'm wilding out, bro. I feel like Facebook used to have a thing where it would be like, oh, you know, you can look at, here we go. Oh my God. Yo, happy birthday, mom. Yo, my best friend Andre, his mom's birthday is today, Miss Patricia Gibson. Happy birthday, mom. Let's go. Yo, that's crazy, man. So today is the 20th, right? I told y'all my favorite number is 2 or derivatives of it. But 20 is my actual like number, go-to number on anything. 2-0. All right. It started when I was a little kid. My dad got me a Barry Sanders jersey. I don't know who Barry Sanders was at the time. I just knew it had number 20 on it. Then I found out who he was and I was like, oh, this is crazy. And ever since then, I love the number 20. All right. So yeah, happy birthday, moms. Who else is a Pisces? Oh, yo. Okay, another mom. Etage's mom, Miss Vanessa Allen. Happy birthday. Her birthday was actually yesterday. And another Pisces that we know, James Pisces. Well, that looks like that's all I can do. Oh no, okay. I'm about to say that's weird. Facebook used to be different. Oh, my man Davis, Ashton Davis, his birthday. What's up, Arthur? Kayla Robinson. She ain't gonna put that on Facebook. It's Kayla Giro or whatever. But Kayla's birthday. Aaron. Salinas was good. Nanny. You know what I'm saying? Her birthday. Let's see who else. Oh, look at that. My ex-wife's birthday is in March. Pisces, what's good? Y'all know me, I don't hold beef. Tanya, that's Kenny's sister. Happy birthday. Hers is coming up. You know what I'm saying? She's a March 3rd person. Oh, DeJuan's mom. Okay, what's up? Yo, we got a lot of Pisces in here, man. It's crazy. My Uncle Daryl's a Pisces. I'm really on a tangent right now. Sorry, y'all. I just didn't realize this. Like, I know a lot of Pisces, bro. Oh, a Big Will. Big Will. Okay. Let's see. Daniel Williams. That's, you know. Let's see. Oh, you know what? Yeah, that's funny. I'm just going through here looking and seeing, y'all. I'm really on a side note piece here. Okay, those are Aries. Aries coming up next month, man. We got it. Oh, what's up, Reagan? Reagan's a Pisces too. All right, that'll be the last one. All right. So, what is a Pisces, man? From February 19th to March 20th. Dang, I said Reagan. I don't even know. She might have been like March 27th. She might be Aries, but whatever. Either way, February 19th, March 20th. That's a Pisces. What are their strengths? They're merciful. They're artistic, not autistic, but artistic, intuitive, kind, smart, and musical. Weaknesses: afraid of many things, too naive, moody, escape from the real world, is commonly a victim. Commonly a victim. That's wild. I guess that's because y'all are too naive. Makes sense. All right. Pisces like solitude, sleeping, music, romanticism, arts, and swimming. It makes a lot of sense. If we just go off of Amber, she definitely loves solitude. Amber will not hit you up. She will be in her own world. She likes music, and she only likes her kind of music. Romanticism. Yeah, she's big on that. Chris, wink, wink. and swimming, I guess. Her and Chris go to the beach, so I guess she likes swimming. I don't know. Pisces dislikes criticism, inability to get rid of the past, violence, and cruel behavior. Now, it's funny it says violence, right? So my cousin Kenny, when we were in fifth grade, this man's favorite line when I used to get in fights: violence is not the key. So, hey, you know what? Pisces dislike violence, y'all. All right. These identities are utterly pally and prefer all kinds of people. The more unconventional their mates are, the better they feel. They aren't egotistic at all, and they never refuse help from other identities. They can even forget for some time about their own needs, and they will never ask something in return. They are merciful and emotional. All right. Let's see. What's some of the features about a Pisces? Compatibility. Cancer, which makes sense. Ariel and Amber are friends. Cancer, Pisces, you know what I'm saying? Scorpios, best marriage partnerships for a Pisces is a Virgo. All my Virgos, what's up? Let's see. Element, water, quality, mutable, color, purple, violet, mauve, lilac. And then like sea green, that's random. I thought we were staying on this little purple vibe, but whatever. And y'all's days are Thursdays and Mondays. I guess Pisces don't get the case of the Mondays. I don't know how that works. But, hey, ruler Neptune. All right. Let's see. Oh, yo, we could do that, right? We could do that. How to attract a Pisces man. Pisces men are led by romanticism. They find pleasure in receiving and giving love, as well as bringing pleasure in all of its manifestations. Manifestations. I don't even know if I said that right the first time. It sounded weird when I heard it. But yeah, quickest way of reaching their heart is to openly reveal all of your inner feelings and intentions. These identities are very trusty, overly sensual, gentle, and merciful. These are very kind-hearted and always eager to help you at any cost. Care means a lot to them. That's a Pisces man. All right, now Pisces woman. These women are kind-hearted, utterly sensual, merciful, aren't egotistic at all, and possess incredible power of imagination. Try to be romantic and crack smart jokes, as they like to entertain and have fun. Note also that you ought to be an excellent listener. Doing all this, you enhance your chances for success in this deal. Okay. All right, y'all. So, that has been Radical Jack's Views on Pisces. Tune in for the next constellation. Anyway, so yeah, y'all, that was my little astrology notes there. You know what I'm saying? Told you we're going to do that every time it changes. So I guess technically every month. Right? Ooh, sorry. Hey, if you yawned, just know that yawns are contagious. Ha, got you. Anyway, what else is new? So we got a dog. His name is Zeus. Big Zeus. I'm actually going to make him the picture for this episode. So you'll be able to see Zeus. So yeah, Big Zeusy. He's a German Shepherd, purebred. His paws are huge. His dad was about 110 pounds. Didn't see his mom in person, so I really don't know how big she is. But yeah. So there's that. My mom got a dog. She got a Thai Ridgeback. It's all gray. Real pretty, actually. So, season of the dogs. You know what I'm saying? If you want a dog, go ahead and get one. If you got a dog, shout out to you. Not gonna lie. So I always talk crazy about, dogs, animals, et cetera, right? But I will say this, having a puppy. Oh. Sheesh. Maybe it's because I just woke up. But yeah, having a puppy has changed me, man. It's changed my views on the whole dog thing. You know what I'm saying? Watching this dog grow and stuff, I realized that, puppy lives matter and dog lives matter, man. I used to talk mess about the furry parents, but I get it. I get it. You care about your animal. Don't get it twisted. I still don't equate that to being a real parent, but I understand. All right? I understand. So yeah, pretty dope. So, what's been going on? We had a snowstorm here in Texas. Like, a legit snowstorm. I mean, we got like 3 inches of snow or something like that. It was wild. It was super crazy. So, we actually, everything went crazy. People, of course, I don't know why, but I don't know why I said Texas. It's mainly San Antonio that, like, was crazy with it. I mean, it was San Antonio, Dallas, like a lot, Houston, all that stuff. Don't get it wrong. Like, all the major cities were hit. But I'm in San Antonio, so I can only talk for here. But people were stupid, man. It was clearing out HEBs. For y'all that don't know what HEB is, like Kroger, it's just a grocery store. They were clearing that out, you know what I'm saying? People don't know how to drive in the snow, so nobody can go anywhere. People are sliding. I mean, in Dallas, there was pileups. Like big old pileups. A lot of people, that was bad. You can look it up. It was a terrible thing. A lot of people died. People were losing their power. People didn't have water, so people were starving. People were freezing to death, especially homeless people. I actually went on Facebook. People were mad at Ted Cruz because he went to Cancun. So Ted Cruz said that he went to Cancun to escort his wife and daughters and all this stuff, and people were like, "Well, why did he bring a bag?" I'm just curious, just curious. I don't know how you guys were brought up, but whenever you travel, you don't bring extra clothes just in case shit can happen. No? Okay, maybe that's just us. My bad. Anyway, so yeah, so people were mad at Ted Cruz because he should have stayed here and stood for solidarity. Personally, I don't care. I don't put that much thought into it. I just think that he went to Cancun. Hey, it is what it is. Are people going through stuff here? Yes. Are you a senator? Yes. Are you a public figure? Yes. So, him leaving, it might have affected the morale to some people, but if you have a brain and you're able to use your logical abilities here, if he went to Cancun as a senator, he could still make phone calls. He could still get on the internet and do things. It's not like he's out here on the ground, getting people food, driving around, picking people up in his truck. I mean, if he had stayed here, he would have still been at home. And I seen, Tanaj always likes to make me a butthole on Facebook, which is hilarious. Hi, Tanaj, I love you. But, saying? She's talking about how AOC made it like $1 million for people in Texas. And Beto, Beto made phone calls. Did a little bit more to make phone calls, but it's still funny. My thing is this, man. I don't put that much faith into a politician ever, so I just don't care that much. I just don't care about people that much in general. So at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? You have a job to do. Do your job. As long as Ted Cruz is doing his job, I mean, at the end of the day, look, okay, let's just you shouldn't have voted for the man in the first place, but he's here. So don't be mad at a politician for doing whatever they do. Well, you voted for this person. Like that's what y'all chose. So hey, it is what it is. I just want to let you know that there was a Texas mayor. He was talking crazy, saying, people are looking for handouts, people are crazy, people are lazy. Some people didn't agree. I agree. All right. He said in a rude way, but a lot of people are lazy. If you had a chimney in your house and your family was cold, you're a piece of shit. If you had a barbecue grill and your family was hungry, you're a piece of shit. Ain't no way to slice that. That's just what it is. Take it on the chin. You need to figure it out. There's no way you had a chimney and your family was cold. That's absolutely bonkers. You could have went to Lowe's. Lowe's was open. I went to Lowe's. I know it was open. Could have bought some wood from Lowe's if you didn't have any wood outside, and you could have burned that. So there's no reason your family should have been cold. As far as having a grill, you could have cooked food. You could have boiled water. You could have did a lot of stuff with a barbecue grill. So a lot of y'all men are sorry as hell. A lot of y'all are stupid because y'all don't know how to use the internet. You could have looked on the internet for these answers. They were there. The internet's free. Itaz just posted this morning about solar and how it works in the winter, and how people say, oh, you don't have solar energy in the winter because of the snow and all this stuff. Itaz was posting about it, trying to educate people. I told this man, stop educating stupid people, man. At this point, we got to stop feeling sorry for people that are stupid and want to limit their brains, all right? Everybody has free internet on their phones. All right, when you pay your phone bill and you're on Facebook all goddamn day and on Instagram and Snapchat and Twitter, and you choose not to use the internet to boost your brain, to learn some things, that's on you. I'm not educating you. I'm done. I'm tired of that. I'm not going to educate somebody on some simple shit that they should learn on their own. You should not be out here struggling with your family when you have the internet that gives you plenty of options that you can use. All right? That's my tangent. That's my TED talk. Thanks for coming. Anyway, so yeah, outside of that, life is good. Me and Ariel good. We had a good Valentine's Day. Hope you guys had a great Valentine's Day. You know, I don't really like Valentine's Day, but I actually celebrated this year with happiness. It was pretty dope. She got me a monitor, so I'm live. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm gaming for real. I'm on Call of Duty, beating hit. I mean, I've been on Call of Duty, been on Madden. I haven't been streaming lately. I'm going to start streaming again. I'm about to order a new camera so you guys can see my beautiful face. But yeah, I just haven't been doing it. I haven't felt like it, for being honest. Yeah, the kids just been real life chilling, man. Finished with school. Now I'm just looking for a J-O-B-Z. So found out that the school was supposed to give us a voucher for our Security Plus, but they might not be giving it to us, so I'm pissed. I might have to pay for that, but whatever. Anyway, gay. So, yeah, I did like an extra course for no reason learning. That's cool, right? But, like, no credential for free. I'm kind of mad about that. I got to pay. It's like $400 for that test. Freaking gay. Anywho, I hope everybody's good. I hope everybody's happy. I didn't really come on here to, you know, do nothing but, you know, say happy birthday and brag about, you know, good stuff, puppies and all that stuff. And, I mean, the snow came. Outside of the tragedy, like, it was really cool to have snow. Journey never seen snow before, so she was excited as hell, went out there. She started trying to build a snowman, throwing snowballs. Man, that girl's hands got so cold, she didn't know what to do with her. So we came inside. She started panicking. She thought her hands was going to fall off. It was hilarious. I wish I recorded it. But yeah, outside of that, it's been pretty cool. Got the Camry back. Took the Camry to get an oil change, and a guy at the mechanic shop didn't know how to drive stick. That made me pretty upset. Just to anybody that wants to be a mechanic or work on cars, work on all cars. Learn to drive all cars. It doesn't make any sense to work at a mechanic shop and you can't drive stick. That's ignorant as hell. But hey, whatever. Maybe that's just how some of you guys live. It is what it is. Side note, Zeus, the big dog. So me and Ariel in an apartment, right? So this lady across the street or across the way, whatever, she's nosy as hell. This is a white lady. I don't know what's wrong with white people, man. I swear, y'all don't know how to mind y'all's business. This is so weird to me. But anyway, hey, white people that do mind your business, teach your other ones that don't to mind their business. Because And I know you're thinking, oh, black people in there. Look, most of the time when somebody's nosy, they tell their friends. I don't know what's up with y'all Karens, man. Like, y'all just feel like y'all gotta, like, I need to call the authorities. I need to call somebody. Why? Like, sit at home and shut up. Anyway, that made me a little upset. But this white lady across the street, right? When we first got Zeus, I was walking him around. He was a puppy. He's like 6 weeks. So I didn't put a leash on him. If you had a puppy, you know why. They don't like this shit. So, and plus he's a puppy. So he was big chilling. He was able to, he would follow me around and stuff. He was a good dog. I didn't have to worry about it. What happened though? Walking around this lady. Oh, hey, how you doing? And you know me, I'm polite. So, hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. What kind of dog is he? Oh, it's a German Shepherd. Oh my God, I love German Shepherds. That's so cool. He listens. Yeah. All that cool shit, right? Then, it's just weird how God works. You know, I was walking in one day, and this other dude that came out, and he had a blue heeler, and he was like, his dog is a puppy too. He was like, "Yeah, man, be careful, man. That lady that lived by you, she a Karen, bro. She'll call the office on you and all this other stuff." He's like, "Make sure you have him on a leash. Make sure you pick up the poop." I always pick up the poop. Like I said, I just didn't have him on a leash because he was so young. Now he's leash trained. It's nothing, but I was just waiting. You know, gotta get him acquainted. But yeah, man. So, office leaves a note on the door. We go to Colleen for the weekend. Come back, office leaves a note on the door. You guys got a restricted breed. You don't have them on a leash. Blah blah blah. I'm like, what? Crazy how that worked. They say, oh yeah, we getting all these complaints in the morning. So I already know it's her because she the only person that be up that early in the morning when I take him out. So I was just like, wowzer. So I remember one morning I went out there. She over here laughing and smiling and shit, looking at me like, that's how manipulative people are, man. They will do that and then smile in your face. Like, you just told the office on me. And then you gonna sit up here and laugh. Now, and she be outside smoking her little dry ass cigarette. She don't say nothing to me. I just look at her like she's stupid. I always make sure the leash is by me, though. But yeah, man, that pissed me off. We had to go and get, you know, the what's that thing called? The service animal thingy, emotional support, whatever. So Eric had to get that done. I was like, bro, like, this is crazy. It's crazy. But yeah, I said all that to say, white people, stop being nosy, mind your business. People in general, stop being nosy, mind your business. Don't apply, let it fly. Any hoot and holler. It has been, how long we been on here now? Look, it's only 26 minutes. It ain't even a long one, man. It's pretty dope. Movies. Judas and the Black Messiah. F-f-f-f-fire. The story of Fred Hampton. That was dope. And man, Lakeith Stanfield as Wild Bill. Man, what a performance, man. That movie was awesome, bro. Just to see the Black Panthers and seeing, you know, Hollywood take a toll. You know, seeing people take better roles with these Black History type movies, you know. They're not just showing you the person, but they're showing you, you know, like the actual organizations, you know. But the movie's dope. Go see it. It's fire. What month are we in? We're in February. But next month, Godzilla Kong comes out. Zack Snyder's Justice League comes out. Both of those gonna be fire. Mortal Kombat's on the way. The trailer just dropped. That's gonna be fire. You guys gotta stick out, man. I'm telling you, 2021 movies are going to be amazing this year. They push so many movies back. Y'all have no idea. They push so many movies back, man. So just be on the lookout. It's gonna be fire. This year gonna be fire for movies, man. Saying I'm a lot. It's my little pause break. It's like my mental breaks. Like, but yeah, so that's really it. You know, everything's good. Peace and positivity. We just, you know, we out here chilling, man. We out here chilling. I'm at the end of Planet of the Apes now. You know that the water about to break through and all that kind of stuff. And they just announced old girl was Nova. WandaVision. That's my last one. WandaVision. WandaVision. All right. I've only seen one negative review on WandaVision so far. One person. Everybody else seems to love it. But man, what about a twist, boy? If you haven't seen episode 7, turn this off now. 3, 2, 1. Anyway, so how about her being the bad guy, though, right? We all knew it, but it finally popped up, finally came out. Why can't I remember her name right now? That's making me mad. I really can't remember her name. Woo, bless me. Anyway, WandaVision's dope. You know, they gave us Monica Rambeau, and now she got her powers. I just, honestly, man, I don't even care too much about, like, how the actual show is. I'm just kind of cool to see, like, what direction we go in as far as introducing the rest of the mutants and heroes. It's just really dope what Marvel's doing, man. I just hope DC can catch up, because in a perfect world, I want to see DC and Marvel thrive. Some people just want to see one or the other. Stock tips. Man, it's been red. It's been nasty. It's been nasty out here, man. But it's going to get back to green. It's this week, I think that the whole disaster that happened with the whole cold front, it didn't just affect Texas. It affected a lot of things. It affected a lot of companies. And the stock market, of course, was affected by it. I want y'all to keep jumping on that Dogecoin. Let's get it to a dollar. That's all we need is a dollar, man. We're going to be rich out here. Anyway, I'm just rambling, gambling. Y'all already know what it is, man. I appreciate you guys, man. I'm Radical Jack. You guys are my listeners. I don't have all the answers. Maybe you do. Let's discuss it, man. Y'all be safe out here. Hug your family. Hug your loved ones. Call somebody you haven't talked to in a long time and tell them you love them. I'm out.
What's it on that beat? Oh.
This is just a reminder to everybody, when you're going outside, don't forget your most important thing. You need a mask. You need a mask. You need a mask. You need a mask. 6 feet apart. 6 feet apart. 6 feet apart. Man, wear your mask, man. Wear your mask. It's a panini, man. All right, we in a panorama right now, man. Wear your motherfucking mask, dude. Cover your face. Your breath might be hot. You might got a cough. You might need to sneeze. Y'all be easy, man.
Smitty on the track.